Why is the shopping cart always in the top right of the screen?
How do companies predict my purchases?
Why do prices end in 9?
Why do fast food companies use red and yellow in their logos?
Why do restaurants always have one expensive menu item?
Researchers, marketers, and very curious people seek the answers for how we make decisions and how we choose products. ClickSuasion finds the secrets that companies use and shares them with you.
Why do I feel better when I bought the last remaining airline ticket?
How do I make choices based on colors and fonts?
Welcome back to the ClickSuasion podcast. This is Michael Barbera delivering you behavioral economic and marketing news from ClickSuasion Labs in Pinehurst, North Carolina. Imagine you get home from work and there's packages from mail delivery on your kitchen counter. There's packages from the U.S. Postal Service, FedEx, and USPS. Which package are you likely to open first? More than likely, you're going to open the FedEx package first, and for two reasons. Number one, on the package, more than likely, you're going to see the FedEx branding, which consists of purple and orange. These colors typically don't go well together in branding or within the color palette. Therefore, they stand out, they're unique, and they're memorable, so you're likely to reach for the FedEx package first. Additionally, FedEx is perceived to be more expensive than other shipping methods, so we believe that, well, it's more expensive, so it's more important, or someone took the time and extra effort and money to send this to me via FedEx, so I might want to open this first. So we talk about this because it's that time of year. It is package season. Delivery companies are going to great lengths to prevent delays, yet there is evidence these companies will be unable to handle the increased shipping demand for the 2020 holiday season. UPS is limiting deliveries from some commercial clients, and both FedEx and UPS have suspended their money-back guarantees for on-time shipping, citing the pandemic. For those reasons, we advise our clients at the lab to be suspect of shipping deadlines this year, especially two-day or overnight options closer to the Christmas holiday, and to provide clear expectations to their customers. So let's talk about deadlines for getting packages or online orders delivered by December 24th. These generally apply to mainland U.S. orders and deliveries. So first, let's talk about UPS. There's 4 magic dates for UPS. That's December 15, 21, 22, and 23. And of course, I'm going to run through these on the podcast, and they're all available in the show notes. So to have your packages delivered to your customers by December 24th, UPS Ground must be shipped by December 15th. UPS 3-Day Select must be shipped by December 21. UPS 2-Day Air must be shipped by December 22nd. And UPS Next Day Air must be shipped by December 23rd. Let's talk about FedEx. There's also 4 magic dates for FedEx, and that's also December 15, 21, 22, and 23. For FedEx Ground and Home Delivery, December 15th is the ship date. For FedEx Express Saver, December 21st. To have your packages arrive by December 22nd, FedEx 2-Day Air, and then, FedEx 2-Day, and then December 23rd is the magic date for FedEx Standard and Priority Overnight. A full list of FedEx's service options can be found in the show notes. FedEx also shares updates about regional shipping delays, which could increase as we get close to the holidays, and those dates are also located in the show notes. And lastly, let's talk about the U.S. Postal Service. There are 4 magic dates for the USPS, and that is December 15th for USPS Ground Retail to get your packages via first-class mail in time for December 24th. They must be shipped by December 18th, December 19th for Priority Mail, and December 23rd for Priority Mail Express. Well, what does this mean? That big E word, expectations. So let's talk about customer expectation management. And there are 7 steps to managing customer expectations when facing a shipping challenge. Number 1, personalization, followed by quality customer service, timely resolutions for customer complaints, low effort experiences, up-to-date knowledge, omni-channel availability, and lastly, easy to perform or easy to use platforms. Number 1, let's talk through personalization. Personalize the experience through the customer journey, whether it's pre, during, or after the purchase. This focuses the service experience around the customer because it is all about the customer. This could happen when a customer service agent uses a customer's name in a conversation or when the customer receives email discounts tailored to what they usually purchase or what they are likely to purchase. It can occur as a service, like a personalized shopping experience, or be built into the product itself so it's just right for them and all about them, because it is all about fill in the blank, the customer. Not only does it help to direct customers to products and services that they like, making the customer buying journey easier also improves sales and conversions. During several studies of the lab, what we found was 80% of customers would be more likely to use a brand if personalized experiences were offered. Number two, quality customer service. Customers want to see that you care about their well-being, their lives, and what matters to them. And customer experience is the way to do it. This expectation can't be stressed enough. Treat your customers like very important people. The value of customer services influences the prices that customers are willing to pay. In a study with more than 5,000 participants at the lab, we found 17% were willing to buy from a brand that has a reputation for its great service. So be authentic and genuine in your interactions, and most importantly, be human. Empower your customer service agents to help the customer. Number three, quick or timely resolution for complaints. Customers want speed. We can thank Amazon for one-click purchases and two-day shipping. Consumers expect the brand to solve their concerns quickly, whether the complaint has been on digital channels or face-to-face. When studying neuromarketing constructs such as facial expressions, we found the average time for a customer to transition from positive to negative emotions is less than 90 minutes when waiting for a company to offer a solution. Number four, low-effort experiences that keep part customer effort, which is a whole conversation for another day. We'll talk a little bit about it today to give you some power for engaging with your customers and their shipping expectations. So low-effort experiences, the majority of customers are likely to prefer not spending much time figuring out how to purchase something from your website or working with your process. Customers are likely to say no thank you to the multi-step buying process and hello to one-click buying and saving banking details for a later date. So how can you make your customers' lives easier? Give easy-to-understand instructions on how to use the platform or process. Reminder, what is easy for your team to understand doesn't mean your customer will understand the similar message. Number five, up-to-date knowledge. Customers want to interact with people who can answer their questions quickly and correctly to give them the information they need when buying, when making their buying decision. So Microsoft found that almost one in three people reported that speaking with a knowledgeable and friendly agent was the most important part of the customer service. If you believe your customers' packages won't arrive when expected, or worse, after the December holidays, customers expect clear, succinct information and a relevant solution. That's the R word, relevancy. Number six, omni-channel availability. Let's talk communication, because people are likely to prefer to communicate on channels where they're most comfortable. During one study, we found that 31% of customers are likely to tweet a company when dissatisfied, and the same third are willing to use SMS or text message to request assistance. So communicate where your customers chat. Let's make their lives easier. Lastly, number seven, easy-to-use platform, that key E-word for easy, 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 the better E-word than expectations. When customers purchase your product or service, they believe they're buying exactly what you sold to them. Hint, customers have different expectations for what they bought, and that conversation is also for another day. If that product or service doesn't operate as promised or believed to operate as perceived, the customer will likely expect the product or service to be fixed in conjunction with the original purchase. So show integrity by doing what you say you will and sticking to your word. Sometimes these are out of your control, such as shipping delays with USPS, UPS, and FedEx. Your marketing communication channels should convey a similar message in a consistent manner. If there are serious issues with the product or service, let your customers know, especially so forth with the shipping, and think about the service responses to the issue and offer a keyword, R-word, relevant solution that manages expectations and helps the customer get packages delivered on time. From Clicksuasion Labs in Pinehurst, North Carolina, this is Michael Barbera.
Thanks for listening to Clicksuasion. Subscribe to the podcast, read our research, and get in touch with us at clicksuasion.com. You can also find us on Twitter with the handle @clicksuasion.